Gunman pleads no contest in shooting of Lady Gaga's dogwalker. Los Angeles. A man who shot Lady Gaga's dogwalker during the theft of two of the singer's French bulldogs pleaded no contest December 5 to an attempted murder charge and was immediately sentenced to 21 years in prison. James Howard Jackson, 20, pleaded no contest to the single count of attempted murder with great bodily injury, while also admitting a prior strike, in connection with the February 24, 2021 attack on Lady Gaga's longtime dogwalker, Ryan Fisher, who was in court Monday for the hearing and blasted the defendant, saying the shooting changed his life forever. In exchange for his plea to the attempted murder count, prosecutors dismissed charges of second-degree robbery, conspiracy to commit robbery, assault with a semi-automatic firearm, and being a felon carrying a concealed firearm in a vehicle. The plea agreement holds Mr. Jackson accountable for perpetrating a cold-hearted violent act and provides justice for our victim, according to a statement from the district attorney's office. Jackson's case was delayed after he was mistakenly released from custody April 6 due to a clerical error. He was re-arrested in early August. Fisher was walking three French bulldogs belonging to the singer when he was shot, and two of the dogs were stolen in the 1500 block of North Sierra Bonita Avenue, near Sunset Boulevard. Surveillance video from a home security system shows Fisher walking on the sidewalk when a white sedan pulls up and stops in the street, with two people jumping from the back seat and saying, "Give it up." A struggle ensued and one gunshot was fired, prompting Fisher to fall to the ground, screaming. The assailants each grabbed one dog, named Koji and Gustav, and got back into the rear seat of the car, leaving Fisher on the ground yelling for help. The singer's other bulldog, Miss Asia, ran back to Fisher on the ground after the assailant's vehicle disappeared from view. Earlier this year, Lafayette Sean Whaley, 28, pleaded no contest to second-degree robbery for the theft and was sentenced to 6 years in state prison. He admitted to a prior strike for a 2016 criminal threats case. Two other charges against him, including attempted murder, were dismissed as a result of his plea. Whaley's plea came 8 days after co-defendant Jalen Keyshawn White, 20, pleaded no contest to second-degree robbery and admitted that another defendant was armed during the attack. White was sentenced August 3 to 4 years in state prison. Jennifer McBride, who police said reported that she found the dogs and responded to a reward email to return them, is charged with one count each of being an accessory after the fact and receiving stolen property. The 52-year-old woman, who brought the dogs to the Los Angeles Police Department's Olympic Division, allegedly had a relationship with Harold White, the now 42-year-old father of Jalen White, according to police and prosecutors. Harold White pleaded no contest Monday to possession of a firearm with a prior conviction. He is set to be sentenced next year, according to prosecutors. Lady Gaga, who was in Italy filming a movie at the time of the shooting, had offered a $500,000 reward for her pet's safe return and praised Fisher, saying he risked his life to fight for our family. "You're forever a hero." In an Instagram post about a month after the crime, Fisher said he had been recovering well from the shooting when his lung collapsed and he had to have emergency surgery. Los Angeles police said detectives did not believe the victim was targeted because of the dog's owner, but suspected that the great value of the breed was known and was the motivation for the robbery.